Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper. Distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
Wait, wait, wait. Before we start, just want to make sure we're clear here. While this podcast talks about sobriety, mental health, and addiction, it is not meant to replace professional medical advice. Welcome to Sisters in Sobriety.
I'm Kathleen.
And I'm Sonia.
And we're ex-sisters-in-law, brought together in marriage and bonded through our sobriety journey.
Join us as we talk sobriety, addiction, and everything in between. You're in for quite a ride. And our Substack is buzzing with amazing content, from creative mocktail recipes to insightful courses and reflective exercises. There is something for everyone. Don't miss out. It's a great way to add some extra joy and depth to your journey. Check it out. Welcome to Sisters in Sobriety. Today, I'm sharing part 2 of my sober dating diary. So as we all know, first dates after divorce are supposed to be awkward, right? At least that's what I told myself. This one had potential. A guy who didn't drink. Not because he was in recovery, but because he simply decided he felt better without alcohol. So, you know, one of those enlightened people who realized booze wasn't doing him any favors, and it was refreshing that someone just didn't drink. Since I was navigating sobriety on a much more intense level, I wasn't sure I even wanted to date someone who was also in recovery. So things were going well. Then one day we decide to meet at the park by my place, a wholesome stroll, nothing fancy. But as we started walking back to my apartment, he very casually suggested we stop by a cannabis shop. And Toronto is full of cannabis shops. There were 3 within a 1-block radius alone. And I knew that his company had some investments in cannabis products, and he mentioned he was curious to see if one of those products had made it to the store. So let me explain something. Many of you know there's a whole movement called California Sober. And it's this idea where people abstain from alcohol but still partake in other substances like cannabis or psychedelics to relax or enhance their life. It's sort of a wellness version of sobriety, and for a lot of people, it works. They still maintain control, avoid alcohol, and embrace a more health-conscious lifestyle. And I truly love that for them. But for me, I can't do Cali sober. So I steer clear of all substances. I know myself too well, and any mind-altering substance can easily become a crutch for me. And another way of avoiding all those uncomfortable emotions I've spent years learning how to face head-on. So it's a slippery slope and one that I'm not willing to slide down. I like to play the tape forward. It's an AA technique and it works for me every time. So I picture myself smoking a joint. Okay, no big deal. I don't smoke again for a week. Then it's Friday night and I've had a rough week and I think back to how relaxed I felt when I had that joint. So I decide to smoke another one. Then Tuesday rolls around. I had a shitty conversation with my mom and I realize that I can instantly get rid of this stress by smoking. Guess what? A joint. So it's much faster than Netflix and ice cream, so much easier than working out or going for a walk, and way less work than journaling and actually confronting my emotions. And then next thing you know, I would be smoking every day to quell all manner of discomfort, physical, emotional, psychological. So that's my tape when I play it forward. Back to the cannabis shop, I wasn't totally comfortable with the cannabis shop detour, just like I don't go into liquor stores. But he said he was just looking for bath bombs that his company had invested in and to see what their inventory was like. Then he explained how the bath bombs felt. He said they relax your muscles. And then this thought came to him out of the blue. We should get some. You'll really love it. It's like the best massage of your life. I asked him a few times if they had any THC, and he assured me they didn't. I wasn't totally convinced, but he seemed really confident, so I just went with it. Good old CBD bath bombs, I told myself. And I had used CBD cream on my muscles after a tough workout, so totally fine. I would be fine.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper. Distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard-of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Now, keep in mind that my knowledge of alcohol and weed stops in 2017, so I don't know anything about White Claw or bath bombs. Fast forward to my apartment, and he is filling up the tub like it was a scene from a rom-com, except a little less candlelight and more questions for me, like, are you sure there's no THC? Because I don't fuck with THC, I asked for like the fourth time. He nodded earnestly, and like the cool girl I no longer am, but I still sometimes want to be, I climbed into the tub. So 10 minutes in, he kept pushing my shoulders down like I was a piece of bread he was dunking into soup.
relax. You're not going to get the full effect. You have to be totally submerged. Your shoulders have to be all the way in. Well, I got the full effect, all right. My body felt like it was melting into the water, not in a relaxing way, but in a more like, I think I might be turning into a gummy bear way. My body was weightless. Then it felt like it was under a weighted blanket. Whatever it was, I told him I was feeling off, but he just waved it away, telling me it was all in my head. Yeah, no kidding. At that point, my head was starting to spin. By the time I got out of the bath, I was feeling full on weird. I laid down in my bed. I was super nauseous. My mind was racing with really weird thoughts. I'm thinking, shit, I'm high. Fuck. I staggered back to the bathroom to inspect the bath bomb wrapper, and there it was in bold letters. Kush Queen's CBD and Delta 8 THC bath bomb. Kush Queen, what the actual fuck? This asshole. I laid back on my bed and I stared at the ceiling and wondered how the hell I'd gotten here. Why did I let this happen? This was so past my comfort level. And there I was in the shop, nodding along like it was totally fine because I don't want to be difficult. And there I was, sinking further into the bathtub when he told me to. I wanted to be that easygoing, laid back, up for anything girl I used to be. But guess what? I'm not her anymore. I care about the consequences of my actions. I make my own choices based on what is best for me and not what some random guy thinks. Was I so desperate to be normal that I would compromise my sobriety, my values? My sobriety is my responsibility, and as much as I want to be fun and flexible, that doesn't mean ignoring my boundaries. I woke up the next morning clear on who I was and what I was willing to put up with. I never saw him again. He had shown a distinct lack of respect for my boundaries, and he had treated my sobriety like a joke. So what's the moral of the story? Well, it turns out dating after divorce isn't just about finding someone who's okay with the fact that you're sober. It's about finding someone who listens to you and celebrates your sobriety. I was married to someone who resented my sobriety and saw it as a flaw, someone who was ashamed of it. And in the end, I wasn't the cool girl he had married. So maybe he's out right now enjoying fancy wine pairings with fabulous meals or at the club being the creepy middle-aged guy getting bottle service. But I didn't change for him, and I'm not going to change for anyone. Thank you for listening to my sober dating diary. We will see you next week. This was Sisters in Sobriety.
Thank you for listening and being with us today.
If you want to learn more about sobriety and meet your community, find us at sistersinsobriety.substack.com.
Are you a sister in sobriety? Then reach out on social media. We'd love to hear from you.
If you're feeling generous, leave us 5 stars and a review and follow us wherever you listen.
You'll never miss an episode. Until next time.